Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Hello and welcome back to On Target headquarters here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I hope you enjoyed last week's show. It was an interview with Parka Pat. It was a lot of fun to do, and I even had a great time listening back to it. Speaking of listening back, please make sure that you go to my Mixcloud page because I've been doing some live streaming and I have live stream shows up there that you can listen back to. It's mixcloud.com/ModMarty, one word. I've been doing the midweek modness on Scooter Sounds with Kev Andrews and the original Sunday Club, Northern Soul Sunday Afternoons, and everything's up there for you to listen to if you like, as well as my shows. So there's lots of content. I'm just a given machine. This week I started off with Willie Harper, one of those acts that came and went very quickly, only put out 5 singles, no LPs, between the years of 61 and 64, all on the Elan label. The one I played you is called But I Couldn't, from 1961. And this is something to keep an eye out for. If you only listen to LPs, there's a lot of music that you're missing because there were a lot of 45s that were put out by acts that never put out LPs. But don't worry, you don't have to go out and collect all that stuff. I got you covered. I'll take care of that for you.
Trouble I see, the way you use my love is about to run. about me. Cause I refuse to live alone. Gotta have somebody to call my own. Although I know the girl did me wrong, can't keep a good man down too long. Cause I'm gonna find me somebody.
That was the incomparable Bobby Womack. Find Me Somebody on the Atlantic label. Bobby Womack was part of the Valentinos with his brothers and then went off and had a pretty successful solo career going all the way up into the 70s, and in fact was the vocal on Stylo, the song by the Gorillaz. So that came out just a year or so before his death. So you could say he was recording right up until the end. Before that, Major Lance, Ain't It a Shame, which came out in the US on the OK label. It was pressed in Canada on Epic, which I played it for you on. And that track, like many of his tracks from the OK era, was written by Curtis Mayfield. And despite the fact that Major Lance is singing, Curtis Mayfield's writing style is very unique and very distinctive. You can hear the Curtis Mayfieldness of it, if that makes any sense.
Oh,
Started off there with Edwin Starr, My Weakness Is You on the Tamla Motown label. Followed that with Otis and Carla. That's Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. From 1967, they covered Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood, and in my opinion, did a much better, stronger, more vicious version on the Stax label. And there is a very good example of Motown versus Stax, and that's Detroit versus Memphis. Very different sounds, but equally as appealing to me anyway. Finished that with the Four Sonics. Their first single, It Takes Two, on the Sport label. They're another one of these acts that did not put out an LP. They only put out 5 singles, and they were all on different labels, so they obviously couldn't land anywhere. Their label, Sport, which this song came out on, they had 2 singles on, but the Sport label didn't last more than a year, releasing only 11 singles in total. So, like I said, I'll be the one introducing you to those songs you'll never hear on LPs.
Please tell me, darling, quick, is it love I feel? Yeah.
Everybody I see seems to laugh at me, but I just don't care. 'Cause everybody I see just reminds me of you, and I just don't care. If I get a chance, I'll try it. All I want is peace and quiet. It's been a funny day.
That was a Winnipeg band called The Mongrels. Great name for a garage band. From 1969, this track's called Funny Day. It came out on the Winnipeg owned and operated Franklin label, which has a picture of Benjamin Franklin on it. Very interesting choice. However, they did produce a lot of really good local garage, and Winnipeg was a bit of a mecca for garage and psych in the 60s. Before that, the Hollies from their early era, 1964. I love the stuff from this era because it's much more along the mod vein. The Hollies combined with the Byrds to become Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and they went in a much more hippie direction. But in this era, they were right up there with all the current beat bands. This track's called Come On Back, and it came out on the Parlophone label. And I started that set with a garage band from Minneapolis on a locally owned label called Twin Town. It's called Twin Town because Minneapolis and St. Paul are twin cities that are basically the same city. They're just split down the middle. And they are just south of where I am now, only about a 7-hour drive. I've been there many times, love that city, and I happen to really love the music that comes out of there too. A lot of bands from Winnipeg went down to Minneapolis to record. That's in fact how the Guess Who became as popular as they did outside of Canada. The track I played is called Lover Magic. The band is called Gregory D and the Avantes, and that came out in 1965.
I wanna see your Face Radio is brought to you by Art Gallery Clothing, a collection of mod-influenced clothing inspired by the 60s. Artgalleryclothing.co.uk. Mod Cup Coffee, heralded by the Village Voice as the number one coffee company in Jersey City. Mod Cup brings soul to your daily life by delivering fresh modern coffee to your doorstep. Starting at $16 per month. ModCup.com. Scooter Bodega, providing the best service and repair for modern and vintage Italian scooters in New York City. 65 Union Street, Brooklyn. ScooterBodega.com.
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
A couple of couples. That was Mel and Tim. I Found That I Was Wrong on the Bamboo label from 1970. Mel and Tim are probably most well known for Backfield in Motion, which is also a great track, also on the Bamboo label. Before that, James and Bobby Purify, who until 1969 were James Purify and Bob Dickey, who took on the stage name Bobby Purify until 1969, when he had to quit the music business because of ill health, unfortunately, and was replaced by Ben Moore. So everything before that is very much in that Sam and Dave style of R&B, and everything after leans much more to disco. But this track particularly, Let Love Come Between Us, is a Northern Soul classic from 1967. It came out on the Bell label. And I started off with a New York quartet called The Persuaders, who put out a handful of gems over about a 10-year period, starting off on local New York label Win or Lose, and then being signed to Atlantic and releasing on Atco throughout the early 70s, and then on Cala in the later 70s. This track is called Thigh Spy, and it came out in 1968 on the Atco label.
Bye, Tina. know the difference between a pig and a hog, man. You better shut up and get out of my face before I slap in the moon. Let's sleep. Say what? Man, you keep on messing with me, I make it hard for you to chew soup. Talking about I'm driving a pig. You jazz? What? Listen, I'm driving a 1969 white on white with a black pool in the backseat. Jones, I'm driving hog. You understand that? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the wonderful label, tracks called Showplace. Before that, The Duck. I wanted to play this because when I did the original Sunday Club last Sunday, I played Bobby Freeman's version of this track on the Autumn label, and one of the listeners was like, oh, I love the Merwood label, and I think that he was thinking of the Jackie Lee version. So Jackie Lee recorded The Duck on the Merwood label, but fellow Merwood label mates, the Olympics, also recorded the track. So this was the Olympics from 1964 on the Merwood label, and started that set off with Joe Jeffrey, some Blue-Eyed Soul, The Train, a song about a train that turns into a song about a car that he calls a hog, which is actually what motorcyclists call their motorcycles. It's very confusing as to exactly whether or not the song's about lost love or a car. Maybe the car is being shipped to him on the train, and the car is his love. Oh, I've just figured it out. That's it. That came out in 1967 on the Wand label.
On Target, Dance Party Radio in England.
On modradiouk.net.
Keep hearing cool about you, baby.
Don't know if that's true.
Keep hearing cool about you, baby.
They're all about you.
You, baby.
Don't know if that's true.
Keep hearing rumors about you, baby.
Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. Mouthful of a band name. Literally all the guys in the band. Visually, they are very mod, but I think they recorded more pop than anything quote-unquote cool. Although I do love some of their tracks like this one, which are just thumping. Boom, 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 boom. And full of energy and power and depth and pretty good stuff. This track's called Save Me. It came out on the Fontana label in 1966. Followed that with the Syndicate of Sound, a garage band from San Jose that were formed in 1964. And they were doing quite well. Put out one album called Little Girl, and that title track did quite well for them. Until about 1968, they released one single on Capitol Records, and it flopped, and they disbanded right away. That was the end for them. The track I played you is called Rumors. It's on the Bell label and came out in 1966. After that, I played Underground Sunshine from 1969, All I Want Is You, which came out on the Intrepid label. Underground Sunshine is a quartet from Wisconsin. Put out one LP in 1969 and about four singles, but their last single was a track called Jesus Is Just All Right, which completely collided with John Lennon's statement of them being more popular than Jesus, and especially in the American market, that kind of thing would not fly, and it was the end of them. I'm going to leave you now with Brother Jack McDuff, an incredible, epic, organ-driven jazz number called Let My People Go, which unfortunately I must do. I must let you, my people, go for now until next week. Enjoy this. Came out in 1968 on the Cadet label. This has been On Target with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.